Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Welcome back. Well, it has been a pretty good season for Bournemouth, currently sitting comfortably in 13th. They have earned more points through 32 matches than all of last season. 7 clean sheets on the season, unbeaten in their last 5 home Premier League matches. And right now, we are absolutely delighted to welcome in defender Max Ahrens. What's going on, Max? How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good, guys. Good to speak to you as well. Good to be here.
We are absolutely thrilled to have you. All right, Bournemouth, you guys are coming off that 2-2 draw against United. Only one loss in your last 7 matches. I have to imagine that the vibes are pretty good in that locker room right now. What can you tell us about how you guys are gelling at the moment?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at our team, we've got some very, very good players. I think, you know, when you're coming off a game where you're playing against Man United and you know, you feel like you should have won the game and had more chances and stuff like that, I think you should be proud. And, you know, we were disappointed that we couldn't win the game at the weekend, but I thought we played really, really well, created so many chances, and it's been a great season for us, and it's, you know, we need to finish as strong as we can now and get as many wins as we can before the end of the season.
Dominic Solanke, your teammate, said in an interview a while back that as the season started to turn and things started to get a little better, he said, well, I think now we understand what the coach is asking for us, that the tactics were a little complicated at first. I have the luxury of having cheered for your coach when he played for New York City Football Club here in New York. What do you think make his tactics so special? What is it about the style that you're being asked to play that made it maybe a little bit difficult to understand at first, especially for you coming from Norwich City, but that you think really helps unlock some of these teams because you guys are balling out?
Yeah, I always said that, you know, when I would hate to play against us. I think the way we play, we put teams under so much pressure with, you know, we play, you know, very good football, and we're also very direct. You know, we have a lot of fast players that are in form, and we put every team under so much pressure. You know, as a defender for an opposition team, it would be such a hard task to try and defend against some of the players that we have. And I think, yeah, Dominic's right in the fact that it was always going to take time for us to gel and the team to come together. But as soon as it did, you know, by the results you can tell and the season that we're having, you know, it's been really good. But like I said, we don't want to stop there. We've got, you know, 6 games to go and we want to finish as best we can. You know, there's still that chance that we can break our points record in the Premier League ever. And that's what we want to do.
Max, you've played with some Americans over there in England, Josh Sargent with Norwich City, and now Tyler Adams. What can you share about them, and how important has Tyler been getting back on the pitch for Bournemouth?
Yeah, Tyler, I think, you know, unfortunately has been injured a lot of the time he's been here. But the few times, you know, the times now that I've seen him train, I already knew what a good player he was before. But then when you watch him train, his mentality, his everything, you know, he's a born leader. And I think when you're, you know, when you have someone like that in your team, it just puts confidence on all the other players. So, you know, hopefully now he can stay healthy and stay fit, because he's an amazing player. And I love his mentality as well, like I said. So, yeah, we've got a good American connection here with the owner as well, at Bournemouth as well. So, yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, we need Tyler in as many games as we can have.
Have you picked up on any slang from Tyler, any American slang, anything you learned?
Yeah, there's a few phrases that I won't repeat when he's angry, but which are American ones. But there's some good ones. He's a funny guy, funny guy.
He's when he gets mad, he gets mad.
Oh, yeah. He also shows it.
He's scared.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think he played the game against Everton before, and he was just I could hear him the whole game just. He was arguing with someone, I don't know who, but he's
with the national team too, Max. He barks, you could see it. He like gets it. I love that about him.
I think that's what motivates him in the game. You know, there's things that you do in a match to get you going, and I think that's what we've seen.
He'd do well in London. If he grew up in London, he'd do just fine.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready for the smoke.
Max, I'm curious about you as a player. Internationally, you've played obviously with the youth national team for England, under 21s. Mm. But looking at a lot of the English-born players who have Jamaican descent coming over to play for the Jamaican national team, I know there's been some, you know, at least talk around you going to join Jamaica. And I know you're focused on club football in England, but at what point do you say, you know what, I've given England the chance to call me up. I've performed well in the Premier League. It hasn't come, but, you know, I'm seeing Damari Gray and Michael Hector and Dexter Lembekisa,
Michael Antonio,
Bobby Decord-Everied coming over doing well, and you got Copa America this summer. Would that be something that you'd entertain? Would you be interested in potentially a switch, or you're going to give it some more time?
Listen, I love Jamaica. You know, I've been back and seen a lot of my family from that side of my family a lot, and I love, you know, Jamaica as a country. But I think for me, you know, to answer your question, I think when I feel like I've, you know, played well enough and performed well enough at my club level, and that opportunity hasn't come with England. And I feel like I've deserved that chance. That would be the point where I'd, you know, look at playing for Jamaica. But until that point, my whole main focus is on performing well enough at my club to play for England. You know, that's my, you know, England is my country. And like you said, I played for England in the youth setup, the youth age groups, and that is my number one goal. And that's it.
It's respect. Absolutely,
it's my country.
Respect.
And like I said, it's, you know, it's on me to perform to the standard that an England international has to perform at.
Nice, man. I love that. Conviction, motivation, that's great. I want to change the conversation up. You mentioned Bill Foley, American owner of Bournemouth. He was on our show. He was great on our show. Have you been impressed by this American ownership? Now in world football, it seems like there are so many Americans throughout Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, from the first moment that I knew Bournemouth were interested in me from the summer, you know, the people here told me about Bill's idea and what he wants to do. And I think some people, you know, they can say things, and he's, you know, he's said everything and done everything that he said. You know, that's the difference with Bill. He's an amazing owner, and, you know, he's given all of us as players and everyone associated with the club that confidence that we're going to achieve things. I think you can see by the investment straight away when he came in last January that they put in. And then this summer, you know, when I signed as well, there's a lot of other players that signed. So it's, you know, it gives you so much confidence. He said that we want to keep improving every year, and we want to push and climb higher up the table. And I'm so excited for what this club can achieve, especially with, you know, Bill behind us. It's amazing. And like you say, you've seen more Americans now coming into the, you know, the Premier League, and it's a great thing as well. And especially knowing Bill, he's in a really good guy and an amazing owner.
You'll make fun of Tyler Adams' accent, but not Bill Foley's, huh?
No, not the owner.
Hey, Max is a smart man.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I'll leave it to Tyler.
Yeah.
Smart, very smart. Max, I'm curious. Whenever we have players on, I'm always curious about kind of their soccer journey and the players that inspired you growing up. Who are some of those guys that come to mind when you think about, you know, the guys that you watch and you said, that's what I want to do when I grow up?
I think for me, when I was, you know, 3-4 years old, I've always been a Chelsea fan. So to, you know, looking up at players like Frank Lampard and Didier Drogba, they were always the players that I looked up to and thought, you know, I want to be like them when I'm older. And that was always the dream, you know. And, you know, watching those players before, it leads you to wanting to, you know, get close to achieving what they've achieved in their great careers.
They play in MLS, you know.
I was just going to say, both your coach, Frank, yeah, they both played for NYCFC.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you at some point.
Yeah, for sure. I think, obviously the GOAT, Lionel Messi's playing at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, and one of my old teammates is actually, Timu Pukki is playing for
Minnesota,
yeah. And he loves it. He's loving it out there. So, yeah. You know, could be one day.
Never say never.
The weather's a lot like his homeland.
I was going to say, Minnesota's a little chilly, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I've heard. It's cold over there, no?
Yeah. It's a bit. It's brick, as we would say out here.
Amazing. All right. Well, what talk about, like, the goals for the rest of this season? Obviously, I know you said you want to break the club points record, but for you personally, as you kind of look towards this final stretch of the season, what's success going to look like for you, Max?
I think, you know, I was playing really well until I unfortunately got injured at the middle part of this season. So it's now about just, you know, I feel like I'm in a good place fitness-wise now, and I'm, you know, ready to have a good end to the season and play well. But like I said, the main goal is to, you know, for us is definitely to break that points tally that Bournemouth have in the Premier League. I think that'll be a great, you know, another step for us to then push on next year again. I think I can only see this club improving. And like I said, those points before, you know, with the owner and how the club's moved the direction. Yeah, I can't wait.
Hey, tip your barber, because he blessed
on
you.
On point.
That fade is nice.
Yeah, for real.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
How much do you pay for a haircut, Max? I'm curious.
I pay £25.
What? That's a bargain.
Bro, I pay more in London.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell's going on? Yeah, you got to send me a name.
I don't know what you guys are paying out there, but...
Hey, you got to hook up Tyler with that barber, too.
Yeah, man.
Me and Tyler, he's the same guy.
Okay.
Nice.
Man.
Yeah. Y'all about to go to Bournemouth. Get me a discount.
You're getting the tourist prices.
That's for real. I got the American accent price.
Yeah, you got to sort this guy out. His head is probably bigger than yours, though.
100%. No, I got a noggin.
Well, Max, it's been an absolute pleasure. Congratulations on a fantastic season. We're wishing you all the best the rest of the way out.
Amazing. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on as well.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!